A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, September 4th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stobe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise for Zimbabwean citizens, which kicked off today ahead of the 2018 general elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandevele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise, which started throughout the country today.
The exercise will last until the 30th of November 2017 and is in preparation for the 2018 harmonized elections.
Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede said the registration exercise is being carried out in all provinces of the country and will enable citizens to acquire birth and death certificates and identity cards, as well as verify their papers if the ones they have already are machine readable.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, abasanda ukusixhuma zulukandaba, lamuhla sixoxa ke ngohlelo lohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-Registrar General, osolukhona khonapho ke emaphandleni lendaweni ezijiyeneyo emadolobheni. Uhlelo lolu ngolokuthi abantu bathole izithupha, bathole lencwadi zokuzalwa lokunye okujiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ye, sizwile ke abanye besithi ke sokumele ukuthi abantu babe lezithupha zamaphepha lokuthiwa ngama-plastic identity cards, ukwezithi bayenelise ukubhalisa kugwalo lokuvota. Kodwa ke uRita Makarau yena ongumgcini sihlalo wezek ukuthi hayi akunjalo. Nxa ukuthi isithupha sakho sezenge sisebenza, ungasebenzisa ukwenza ukuthi uregister kuloko kuthiwa i-biometric voting exercise. So ke libe kwazi khonokho ukuthi nxa isithupha sakho sasebenza, lokho esisebenza ukuthi ubhalise egwaleni loliyana. Kodwa ke kukhanya ngazani kukhona ongani kuyahlupha ngokubhalisa lokhu Blessing. Ngazani kuloku ubhadalisana okuthize kule mali okumele uzikhiphe lapha lalapha. So abantu bakhonana nje.
Wongu ka hama wadiwa nasi, tila kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve chirongwa chatanga nasi chekuti vanhu vose vakwanise kuenda kuno tora zvitupa zvitsva, kune vamwe vane zvitupa zvisinganyatsoverengeke zviya, vanofanira kuti vaende vopuwa zvimwe zvitsva. Asi sekutaura kwatakaita nasa chigaro weZimbabwe Electoral Commission, amai Rita Makarau, vane zvitupa zverata vari kunzi munokwanisa kuvhota, vaivo futi vanonzi maaliens, vamwe vanoda kuti mabvakure kudaro daro, vakati ivavo pamutemo vanokwanisa kunge vachienda kunovhota. Ndekudaro vateereri takunzwa kuti maenda here kuti muende kuhofisi yamudzviti iri kufamba munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana, ichiita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachivhota. Pane vamwe vanga vava kuchema chema kuti vanenge vari kusangana nezvimbingampinyi zvakasiyana siyana. Tida kuti mutiudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuona, uye vamwe vari kuti zvinhu zvacho Gibbs kunzima zviri kudhura. Mari yacho yavari kunzi vabhadhare nenge yakati wandei, vari kuti kode zvadii zvangopuwa vanhu pachena. Asi pari zvino vanhu vari kunzi vabhadhare, saka ndo zviripo. Vanhu vari kunzi munokwanisa kutora mabirth certificates, munokwanisawo kutora zvitupa, vaya vasina zvitupa kuti igadziriro yesarudzo dzichazoya dzegore rinoya, nekuti haukwanisi kuti uende unonyoresa usina chitupa. Saka mukana uri kupawa vanhu kwemwedzi mitatu iyi kuti ukwanise kuita sei kunonyoresa kuti ungochivhota Gibbs.
Yes, yabona ke kule ncwadi lapha ibhalwe Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abakhuluma ngakhona ku Blessing, ku-mobile clinic ikhona ngale Epworth. Bathi kona ukuthi uguqule lokho kuthiwa yi-alien ID ukuze uthole EIT yeZimbabwe i-$50.
Mm-hmm.
$50 uzuyithole mfowethu ngani kuzima kakhulu. Nxa walahla isithupha ke blessing lalelozwe $15 nxa ukuthi walahla isithupha sakho. Kuzobuya ke i-$5 nxa ukuthi ufuna i-birth certificate, birth certificate yakho. Nxa ukuthi uleminyaka e-6 years usiyaphezulu. So $5 khona lapho nxa ufuna i-birth certificate. Kuzobuya ke ukuthi nxa wena usiya tshintsha isithupha sakho. Kumbe kungakhanyi izengela ukuthi libhalweni. So kumele uhambe lomzali wakho. Nxa ungazila mzali kumbe isihlobo eseduze kakhulu awutholi lutho. So konoko lakho bathi hayi kungazani ngawuhambe ngemfanelo. Kuzobuya njalo lokuthi i-birth certificate yakho nxa sindala kakhulu ungasakhanya amabala kompana. Bathi ke kumele ukhiphe $5. So kule mali eziningi-ningi sibe zikhitshwayo lapha ngoba kungani i-registrar general. Ngayidinga imali phela mzali.
Yes, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is the National Director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, ZESIN, Mrs. Rindai Chipfunde-Vava. Mrs. Chipfunde-Vava, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, too, for the opportunity afforded to me to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Now this process is started, Mrs. Chipfunde-Vava. What message do you want to send to Zimbabweans?
The message is that Zimbabweans should take the opportunity to get mobilized, to go out in numbers and also register. But of course, we are concerned with the high cost of replacement of the IDs. It is really costly. I know it is for if it is for the purposes of voting, I think there should be consideration to reduce the cost because it's not willingly that people are going to replace these IDs. And the particular also for the aliens, you know, they've been deprived of the opportunity to exercise the right to vote. So I think some of these documents should be given for free. And the way they need to pay, particularly maybe they've lost, the fees should be reduced. You know, there are economic hardships in Zimbabwe. It is difficult for most people to afford to get transport, even to get money, and even to feed for themselves. So I think there should be consideration to make sure that these IDs are affordable.
Now, when we look at some of these issues, it seems as if this is normally done towards elections. Why is the government always doing that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it is for the purpose of elections, I think there should be free participation. It seems it is a way of trying to deprive some people from the right to vote. So if it is done especially towards elections, it's like it's a deliberate purpose to make sure that some people are not going to be able to exercise the right to vote. So that's what I'm saying. They should be affordable and possibly given for free so that everybody participates freely without fear, favor, or without any obstruction from participating from elections.
But the Office of the Registrar General, Mai Chipfunde-Vava, might argue that it also needs money to process these IDs and to ensure there are no delays.
But I think it's a national duty. Quite honestly, if the country and the government is interested for its people to exercise the right to vote, the citizens to participate, why can't they harmonize the processes to make sure that when ZEC goes out, like what we saw in Zambia, they were going together, moving together in teams. There was a desk for registration, issuance of IDs, and at the next desk, then you can register so that it's done simultaneously. That way it can also save the cost. It reduces the cost. And I don't know why they are doing it in parallel. Otherwise, it is even also going to confuse the voters. Some of them, especially in the rural areas where there is no adequate information, they would think if they have gone to register to get IDs, it's a similar kind of process. They're going to be taken photographs. So to them, they might think it's voter registration. So I think there should be harmonization of the two processes so that there is no confusion of the voters. And they should make it easier. Go closer to them, but then simultaneously so that people don't get confused.
That's an interesting proposal. I think we'll come back to that as well. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Ellen Shiriedenga, who's the organizing secretary of the MDC, led by Professor Walshman Ngobe. Ms. Shiriedenga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening, listeners. By the way, I'm not the organizing secretary. I'm the director for planning, strategy, and implementation.
Good
so
change there.
About that.
Good change. I actually denigrated your post, so I'm sorry for that. Eh?
No, that's okay.
Yeah. So now tell us, what were your observations in terms of this RRG's office outreach program?
We haven't observed much, save to say the process seems to be done in secrecy. You know, would you have expected that such a huge program would command a lot of publicity, but then there isn't much information, save for what is being circulated on WhatsApp. And maybe, probably, it was advertised in the press, but however, there are few Zimbabweans that have access to newspapers. So I feel there are huge challenges with the issue of publicity. However, the information that we got on the ground was to say that mainly to those, you know, those permanent registration offices, these temporary mobile ones, but the permanent registration offices that are in the districts. We only got information with regards to the uptake of the events today. For instance, we're told that in some places, quite a number of people were turned away, like in Mount Pleasant Registry Offices, Mabvoko, and Kwazana Registry Offices. They were turned away. Those that required new IDs were turned away because they were asked to pay $10 and each. And however, most of them, since they didn't have that amount of money, so that was the other problem. And the other thing is, I'm told that Machipisa Registry Offices, the machinery encountered technical challenges, and as a result, no IDs were issued out. So basically, that's the challenge which is there. And my fear is, you know, as much as we welcome this exercise, but for starters, it is come rather too late. You know, given that we are expecting that the voter registration process shall begin as around October, as proposed by ZEC. So we feel that, you know, that this process, if it's not synchronized, if the Registrar General's office does not coordinate his activities with ZEC, we feel there's going to be chaos and confusion amongst the electorate. For example, we're talking of, for instance, the first voters, and most of them, they don't have IDs, and they're hoping that they'll use this exercise, this mobile registration exercise, to access the IDs. But then, because there isn't much publicity, and also the fact that there is no coordination with ZEC, there are chances that the dates might clash. And maybe, for instance, in some areas, ZEC would come earlier than the registrar people. What it means is that at the end of the day, the prospective voters, because they wouldn't be having IDs then, they won't be able to register. And the time ZEC, the time the register offices comes to them, ZEC people, they've gone. So those people would miss out on the registration process. So I agree with the previous caller that there is need for synchronization. And surely, in terms of the cost as well, it would have been cheaper to have sort of a one-stop shop, you know, where people can actually get birth certificates, IDs, their ID cards, and also at the time register as voters. You know, that could all be done on the same day at the same place. So really, for me, I think the problem is there is no coordination between ZEC and RRG's office.
Thank you.
And also, the publicity, there's not much publicity.
Thank you very much.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the mobile registration exercise that started throughout the country today, being organized by the Registrar General's Office. Tinemterere rudu kutanga hava namo goronga magadi.
Tiripo magadi wakuru.
Aiwa, tiripo wa goronga murugubi.
Diriku South Africa.
Muruku South Africa. Aiwa, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu vanhu vatanga kunyoreswa kuvota. Ima hamusi kunyoreswa handiti. Munzi dzokera kumusha.
Ndiri kuzonyoresa.
Mhm.
Ah, zvitupa chitupa ndinacho saka ndinongomirira nguva yacho kana painenge yasvika.
Mhm. Aiwa kana
mwina
taura izvenyu.
Ah, hurudziro yedu ndiye kungoti ivo vaya vechidiki vanhu ndo vazhinji vasina zvitupa.
Mhm.
Ngavachitoshandisa mukana uno kuti vange vachitora zvitupa nokuti pamberi apo ndopatinenge takuchida kuchirovanywa kwamusoro.
Mhm. Asi semaonerenyu muri kuti vechidika vavanzo nyorese vanenge vasina zvitupa chii chinopa kudaro?
Vanongozvitorera ngoti zvinhu zvanga zvisina kukosha asi nokuda kwenhamo yatiri kusangana nayo neyava vakuonavo iko zvino tinoona vechidiki vakangwara vanenge vativhurike fungwa. Vanenge vava kutoita zvokutoti vachitobvisa nyaya iyoyo zvichitongoperirana kamwe kamwe.
Mm-hmm. Tichitarisawo pa nezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vamwe vari kuti mari dzacho dzinobhadharwa dzinoti dhurei nekudaro ngazviitwe pachena. Munowirirana here nepfungwa idzodzo?
Ino kana zvadero zvinonetsa kuti titi varegere. Ngatingoti kana vanenge vangokwanisa vanayo ivavo ngavachitongobhadhara mari iyoyo vachitongowana zvitupa zvacho kuitira kuti vachitoziva kuti pokuvhotera pacho ndepapi.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Regai ndingokurudzirawo vashoma-shoma vaviri vatatu kuda pamwe mukandi pamukana.
Taurai zvenyu.
Ndanga ndichida kuti kuzvakasendera constituency kumasvingo uko.
Mm-hmm.
Muwadhi 18 ngatikungava vese vechidiki varimo. Ndofunga ndakatombobvako panguva yatipfuure ava tikatomboti kuhomedzanei kuti zvisapotsa ndomukana wedu ndopokutanga nokupedzisira. Kana tatokundikana ipapa zvokwadi nhamo yedu tichapedzira takutorumwa nemagarikuni.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvakanaka, imwe neusiku hwakanaka.
Nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from our first caller, Mr. Namo Goronga. Gibbs is urging the youth, especially to go and register. He's saying the majority of them do not have IDs. So he's saying this is their last chance to do something meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's turn to the to Ms. Chifunde Vava. So now, Chifunde Vava, when we look at some of these issues concerning, you know, getting IDs, getting, you know, birth certificates and all those kind of things, what is the problem really? Why are Zimbabweans struggling to get them?
You know, to get a birth certificate, the first problem is the location. They are issued to the district offices. And most people, they don't have the money for transport and also to pay for those documents.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, there is also the issue of requirements where you need to go to witnesses, your relatives,
mm-hmm.
your parents. So it is also adding to the cost for those birth certificates. And there is no that some people live for less than $1 a day in Zimbabwe. And with this economic hardships, which I've mentioned before, it's well above the reach of many people. They can't afford. So that's why I was saying this is an opportunity for people to get these documents since the Registrar General is going to the communities close by to where they are. And perhaps they should waiver the fees for these people because not everyone can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the challenges. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, some communities like in Matabele land, they've lost their families due to the Kukura Hundi. So you do have lots of people in those communities without these important documents, and it's so problematic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's go back to Mrs. Shiredenga. What are you doing as opposition parties to ensure that word reaches your supporters that it's that time of the year?
what we have been doing as the MDC is we have embarked on the voter education program. Mm-hmm. We have alerted all our members in all provinces, and our director of elections, they are the ones that are spearheading those programs. We have produced flyers, which are, for example, our Ndebele hashtag, which is Valangibetu, mm-hmm. and then the Shona one, which is Voters Refile. Mm-hmm. So what we are saying in those flyers, we are encouraging people to go and register to vote and giving them the reasons why they should register. And also mm-hmm. We have listed the requirements that are needed for one to register to vote. So that is our voter education drive. And also we have informed them that there is the for those that have that don't have IDs, and that we've informed them that there is they should expect mobile voter registration exercise. And mm-hmm. what we are doing now is we've got our elections directorate being responsible for compiling the list, the program for voter register. For citizenship registration centers. Once we have put together those programs, then we'll be able to send them to our respective districts and alert them on the days of which the registered general of people are available. So basically, this is what we are doing to encourage our people. But mm-hmm. then, of course, there are challenges out there, because in what we're doing is in terms of accessing that information, like I said earlier on, we expect this kind of information to be readily available, you know, not just circulated on social media, not everyone, not even, we've got quite a number of people that are in rural areas. They don't have access to internet. They don't have access to WhatsApp or Facebook. So we're trying by all means to actually engage the Registrar General's offices to actually assist in that regard, because clearly there is no publicity. And what it means, if there's no publicity, a lot of people will miss out. Earlier on, the previous speaker spoke about the challenges which people are facing, which make them not to access those ideas. You know, this is one of them. You know, we're talking about, for example, a rural constituency. You know, mm-hmm. in a rural constituency, we talk about the registration center will be maybe 30 or 40 kilometers away. And what it means is that the people that are within that radius, they find it difficult to actually to get transport, to travel to those centers. So this is the challenges that people are facing. And if what we are saying is these mobile registration centers should be accessible to the people, this is why it would have been prudent for the Registrar General's office to avail those registration centers on time so that people are mobilized accordingly. But if then everything is seems to be shrouded in secrecy, and we wouldn't want a situation. For example, the Registrar General only announced it last week. Uh-huh. You know, and 7 days down the line, then again he says, no, the process is starting. And how best can we be able to actually inform the people that are in rural areas that don't have access to radio, that don't have access to newspapers? So that's the challenge that we are facing. But uh-huh.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. And Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got a message from a caller who doesn't want to be identified. Ubhale ulobela phake ngesintu isindebele. Uthi salibonani ngicela lingaqambi ibizo lami. Kanti nxa beza kuthi usiya thatha isitupa ubuye lomzali wakho, nxa siwabhubha ngiyamthatha ngapi? Ibuqili lobo. Ngiyabonga. So this guy is saying, you know, if you've got a parent who died, mm-hmm. so who do you take to the registration center? Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's no way that you can have a dead parent accompanying mm-hmm. you to the registration center. So mm-hmm. he says, what should I do?
Andi boyda apa panofana kuya vatingati ma witness vanasa kurukana umwana kuziya.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think mm-hmm. this is a very pertinent question, mm-hmm. which maybe needs to be answered by
maichifunde vava manzwa zvataurwa apo munogona kupindura here
wangu pakadaro ndopa nyango tinzuka uye nama anko wako ana baba mkuru baba mbiki sekuru kana kuti vanatete vanenge vachiziva kuti wakazvarwa rini wakazvarwa papi kuita mawitness kana vanhu vanenge vachinge varipo pavanenge wakazvarwa saka tinza tongotarisaiwo vana baba mbiki vana tete vana mainini vanenge vane hukama hwepadhuze hwekuti vanobva vati hongu tine chokwadi chokuti mwana uyu akazvarwa nguva iyoyo nezuva rakati vachinge vari mawitness pazviri kana pasina witness zvinonetsa hazviti kuti ungoenda ungonopiwa birth certificate uri wega
yes yekushiri yetenga yes yekushiri yetenga ngesintu kuhlupa kanganani ematebeleleni loku nxa kuthiwa buya lo mzali umzali sowabhubha njalo nxa umzali wayengelasitupha phela so kuvele kuhamba njani khonapho
ende yindaba vele ehluphayo nale kakhulu ngoba qalisa ukuthi kumele sikhangelisise ukuthi nxa vele umuntu esiyathatha isithupha kumele ebe le-birth certificate yikho kokuqala and kuba nzima especially ngapha emathebheleleni kuzahamba kotsholotsho nkayi lakubolupani lapho abazali abafake bulawa yindaba ze-gookround and wawunanzeleli ukuthi i-gookround ayingathatha abazali kuphela ayithatha lesihlobo even iseduzane so endabeni ezinjalo kuba nzima ukuthi umntwana ebesezathi okay ngifuna ukuyathatha i-birth certificate akula mzali akula malume akula gogo ozakhonfirm ukuthi hayi lo njani ngumzukulwami so ngenye indaba sibile nale okuthi even ngiyakhumbula ivile eparliament I think nge-honorable Khuphi owayebuza uChombo wathi minister Chombo kwenziwani ngendaba yabantu bemathebheleleni ngoba indaba lezi liyahlupha kakhulu kumele ilungisise and futhi sozakhangela ukuthi elunye udubo lukhona ukuthi abantwana ngapha futhi babuya uze umntwana ole 3 months 4 months bebuye kuphongo letho ezele South Africa ngabo malaika umama use South Africa wahamba ubaba umntwana akawaziwa so esikhathini esinjalo ngezinye iindaba ezihluphayo kakhulu ukuthi unjani abantwana bethole ama-birth certificate and nxa umntwana engela birth certificate kuphinde kube nzima futhi ukuthi ethole ilokhu zen isithupha so ngezinye izinto zona lezi zihlupha and futhi ikakhulu into ade ikhuluma ngovazi ukuthi kuyabe sokufuneka ama-witnesses yebo ama-witnesses akhona sometimes ama-witnesses abe khona uzothiwa omunye obulawayo kumbe omunye usenkayi kumbe omunye usematopo khona ngale so abantu laba sokumele bedingele imali yebhasi begade bebuye bezoncedisa umntu lo ukuthi ethole isithupha but sesizakhangela ukuthi enye inkinga sibili esiyibonayo ukuthi khona vele emahofisini abo-register general abantu labana vele nabantu labantu abakhwabithi khani ngani abakhwabithi umsebenzi wabo ngoba umuntu even i-issue e-straightforward eclear ukuthi no umuntu lo kumele yenze lokhu lalokhu ukuthi approve isithupha sakhe they'll complicate into yona le umuntu sezachike chithi inyanga yonke kuze kuze kube waste imali eningi so ngezinye izinto ezihluphayo okunye futhi ngikhuluma ukuthi mina on my part mina for instance umama ngwe-Mozambique endule citizen wazalelwa lapha kobulawayo wakhulela lapha kazake sike elugqobe le-Mozambique yangkhona but he's considered as an alien so ngezinye izinto uthe esiya-renounce i-citizenship yakhe kwamthatha kumbe umnyaka echitha from kobulawayo esiye-Harare kobulawayo esiye-Harare so finally after a long struggle yikho athola khona isithupha sakhe esi-right ukuthi la yivunyele ukuvota so sizabona ukuthi asibovoti kunalaba abanye ama-Zimbabweans that are still considered as aliens and for them ukuthi be-renounce i-citizenship yabo yena le e-Mozambique kumbe emalawi kumbe e-Zambia kuyahlupha it's a long process and yikho sizinize ezinye izinto ezinqabela abantu ukuthi bengatholi isithupha
Yes, abakhulu-ke ntombi endala lapho-ke ubambe ngekhatshana so she was saying that you know this is a very critical question for people in Matabeleland especially those areas like Lupane and others where there was this gookaround thing you know so she says parents and relatives would have been killed and you know relatives maybe some of them are in Matopo some in Loa Gweru and for you to bring them together is very difficult And he says the other problem is we've got some children that are brought from South Africa by parents who live in South Africa. So now to have a witness in that case is difficult. So that's why kids end up without any birth certificates and so forth. So, and then she ended up by saying that her mother is Mozambican, and her mother took a lot of time before she was granted a local ID. You know, she says to renounce that Mozambican kind of, you know, citizenship, and then being given a new ID is an uphill task. So I think there's a problem there.
Of course, there are some who are following us on Facebook. Tada kubana pfees nezvi. Tinoti munhati ndiri kupi. Nqobile Nantha Kashava arikuti I'm always disappointed with people from Matabele and for still supporting ZANU PF. This platform, of course, is for just registering to vote. Tafadzwa Matlengobe says, listening from Botswana. Thank you, Tafadzwa. Then we have Refined Nema, listening from Gweru. Thank you, Imimi Muye Kuzovota Futi. I want to kuya Nqobile. Okay, we read, this is the second one. He wrote, all Zimbabweans around the world, now it's time to change our nation. Let's get ready for registration. The regime must go. Godfrey Kurawone says, Zek is behind time. I don't think they will manage to use BVR next year. Then Patrick Munyaradzi says, please stream live Shona sessions. Tirikuzvinzwa, mkoma Patrick. Regai tende kunemwe muteereri ari parunhare. Vamidzi, makadi.
Makadi yose.
Aiwa, tiripo. Vamidzi, murikupi.
Tiriku Johannesburg, South Africa.
Okay. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Mune chitupa here kana kuti?
Ya, chitupa ndinacho, chitupa ndinacho. Ndikati nyaya yatinayo kuno South Africa ndekuti tatova padanho rinani repamusoro. Takaronga ma WhatsApp group kuti titaure nyaya dzinenge dzichiitika kumba, saka takakurudzira tikukurudzirana tese kuti tofanira kuti tiende kumusha, asi dambudziko rataita sekuti tasangana naro manje nderekuti kwakudiwa kuenda kumusha rutatu. Tikati gwekutanga tikunzi tiende kunotsvaga kune vasina zvitupa avo kuti vaende kunotora zvitupa vodzoka vozoenda zvekunoregista vodzoka vozoenda kunovhota, asi vakawanda vari kuratidza kuti vane chido chekuti vachazviita izvozvo sezvokuenda kumusha unoregista kuvhota zvese nekutora zvitupa. Then kune ndambonzwa muchitaura nyaya yevasina zvitupa kumusha uku kuti chikonzero munozva zvasiyana nakare. Kare waiti kana ukatora chitupa chako waitora chitupa kuti unozva kuti uda kuzovhura account, uda kuzopinda basa, uda kuzoshandisa chitupa pakudai pakudai. Zvinoizvi manje chitupa hongu chakakosha, asi munhu ari kukura zvino haaoni kukosha kwacho wozaana paanochishandisa ane maona. Ndiko kuzongodiwa kuvhota after 5 years ndo paanozonzwa pakunzi chitupa chitupa chitupa. Ingati ndo nyaya iri kukonzeresa zvitupa kuti zvinge vazhinji vange vasina kana chido chekutora. Uyezve mari chaiyo chaiyo yekuti awane yekuti abvise $10 yekunotora chitupa haana kwaanomboiwana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamidzi.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Gibbs, would you have that?
Yeah, nomnumzana ke unkomo acingani lapha pava unkomo kunjani?
Nyepela njani?
Asipile kakhulu. Bhosa akombe mavili matatu konapo ke sizwe pava unkomo.
Ye kona bekulula baba ukuthi abantu benikeza ama-ID. Ngezigaba ngizakhuluma Thebeleni nemigendi lapha engiyazikhona kakhulu. Ngezigaba silabo sebhuka ngithi. Osebhuku yiba abazi abantu ukuthi ngiwakhumbula ngo-83 izamina le eyenze thupha manje ibulala abantu. Ngomunye wakhona wasevivayo, ngiyakwazi mami lapha ngibona amangcuba amaningi ababulawa yizana. So bekufuze osebhuku ngezigaba benikeze ama-powers ukuthi kube yibo ababhalela abantu izincwadi ukuthi bethathiswa ama-ID. Akwaso nto enzima vele kungabi lama-questions ngoba izanu iyabulala abantu bakithi abaningi. Abantwana abanye balapha abalazithupha, izanu yike kwaziyo konke khona lokho. Bese ngikhala inyembezi, ngikhalela abantu bemigezi emathibeni abavotela izanu ngendlela eyasibulala ngakhona. Abantwana abanye bazelwe lapha eSouth Africa abalama-ID abaningi kakhulu. Ukukhuluma ngohlelo lwayizulu uyakhona uhlelo okhuluma ngale bheriya laphana. Aso youth adila phana kuyesabeka, abaningi abalathupha bengikhuluma labo. So ayilula le ndaba ngoba ngabe izami iya-understand uhlupho lolu. Ngabe ndimigenze ema-trend ayini ukuthi beyikhampeyina ngokukuyiwa babenzayo bebulala abantu bakithi.
So kodwa ke nxa abantu befuna izithupha ke bese goli ubona zani wahanjiswa njani
ngudula nakho babuya bezofaka lapha abantu bethatha izithupha hayi vela abantu behluphayo into elula kakhulu leyo babuya bezowafakela lapha bethatha ama-bethethethi bethathe nama-ID akunanto enzima ma bengafundi abafake ebhoda khonapho abantu bezihambe bethathe bezibuyele apha asonto vele enzima ukuthi uthoma ukuthi engabi isinto emuva thina sivela kobe sebhuku daswanye angithi asikamelwa futhi past 7 years akusila muntu esimele emathiweni ne-meeting lento kuthiwa ngokhansili lento kuthiwa ama-n p lento kuthiwa ngosebhuku lezinduna yikho kufize kudlala imisebenzi yonke la but ngendlela yokuthi into ezimele izanwa ndiyabona angeke bekwenze ngoba esaba ukuthi bekwenze khona lokhu le-challenge very strong bengabancenge ephalamente laphana ukuthi ngothiwa ngisebenzela izanu ngangena ngangizacotshwa bekhuluma iqiniso into ephilayo abantu bayathatha izithupha
awuboni ke inkomo sibongele kakhulu khona ngapho-ke egoli ungadinela kusasa ba
da siyabonga ba
yeah that is Mr. Nkomo is South Africa you are saying that you know Crowley should actually be given some kind of permission to write letters to the RG's office because they know people in their locality, you know?
I think they are allowed to do that.
So that they can actually recommend and all those kind of things. Yeah, so he says maybe that is very feasible and maybe if it is being done right now, that's the way to go.
I think they are part of the witnesses. Todzo kakwamuri amai rindai chipunde vava. Pane zvanga zvitaurwa namai Shiriedenga pakuti dzidziso inenge isina kunyatsoti iri kufambiswa zvakanaka ini munoshandawo sei nezek ndakambotaura namai makara unemusi wechishanu vachiti munomboita musangano muri kushanda zvakanaka here uye munopindawo here pakudzidzisa vanhu
Next Friday kwakaita workshop yakainvita 30 organizations kuita voter education ipapo ndopa takabva tapiwa netsamba yekuakreditwa kuti tiite voter education asi tinenge takakurudzira kuti tsamba iyi dai yakauya kudhara yatinonoke uyezve dai tikavha period yokuti kusvika election pane kuti te periodi saka chishuro chedu ndechekuti dai maorganizations akawandawo anokwanisa kuakreditwa aita kuti tiitire muonera pamwe nekuti the country is so big it needs all our hands coming together to work kuti tiite information giving information dissemination nokubatsirazve kunoti nguva sezvataura mai Shirichena yatopera vanhu akawanda havana information nekuziva kuti even programu yezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ekuti varegiste uyezve chichanetsa ndechekuti shambadzo yekuti madays acho vachatangisa rini iwo hatisati tanawo saka zvei zvakatirema chero patiri tizive kuti toti vanhu ndamuregista kupi musi wani information yacho iyo haisati yavapo saka zvinotinetsei kuti tinge tichishambadza noti iko zvino tine inadequate information hatisati tava neroad map ekuziva kuti zvinguva zvacho zvichatangisa rini zvinenge zvichiitika kupi maprovinci api saka iyo information iri necessary nokuti ipapa patingangokurudzira vanhu toenda unovhota but vasingazivi kuti zvotangisa musi wani uyezve kupi zvinenge zvichitinetsei saka zvazidai specific information iyo voter information inenge iri available uyezve takakurudzira kuti zeki nokushanda kwanenge vachiita nemamwe maorganizations inge tichishandisa mamethodologies akawanda pamatelevhizhini pamaradio mapamphlets oitwa translated into malocal languages ese kuitira kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kunzwisisa nokusvika kuma marginalized groups kwese kumaruwa kumafarming communities uyezve vese vanhu vanenge vakaremara vanhu vanenge vachishupikana kuti tiriche all macorners of the country kuitira kuti vanhu vazive chirongwa chochichi as I said before this is a unique opportunity hatisati tambozviona kuti tinonzi tangisai kuregista fresh saka zva zvakanaka kuti vanhu varegiste nokuti kana vasina kuregista hakwanisi kuvhota saka iopportunity yekuti dai tese taita and go out in numbers so that will be able to exercise our right to vote
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru manyatsochekesa zvakanaka Gibbs
right so we've got some messages on Facebook blessing one of the guys is Innocent Ndenda he says post Ndenda I'm watching you from New York guys can I have your phone number so if you are listening there Innocent Ndenda here's the number 202-619-2077 post Ndenda again 202-619-2077 And then next one, Chingwena says, I'm watching you guys from Durban, South Africa. And then we've got a question from Chris Gera, who says, when will be the elections exactly next year? So I think there's no date as yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, no date as yet, so maybe stay tuned. And then we've got Max Manika says, you guys, I'm watching you from California. Call us, Max. Let's hear what you can say about this kind of a program. See how Mama Shiret, oh, kumbe nga hapo yikuwe. Wati ntate kikulo babo moyo lapa. Ose kumwen. Sige si mekakani, kutuwa moyo kumwen wake. Mungandu kumekile. So, okay, see how Shiret yenga. Mama, uza kona?
Kona.
Yeah, so wanubona zani ke, o ngono genzi wa mkulumende. Uwe zita bantu betole is tupa. Enda wani zina lilezo midlands, kuse buya imatibele lika kulu. Lapo kipa kona iu taba. Loko kuna hondi. Kwenzo anja kono?
Kutaba, mina, I think we suggest ne kuli niweyo. Ngomunye ubabate lalele. Lapo kuti, ngakendo sapu. Ngobo sapu, labo, nibabazi, abanda bashali sikabeni. And they can work as commissioner of oaths. So ambona ukuthi kungahlupa usabhuku ngiyokwazi abantu bakhe le ngenye into sibile ngancedisa kakhulu and ikakhulu futhi enye kakhulu ukuthi ama requirements abo imali zona lezi ezifunekalayo I think okuyamele kwenzakale ngokuthi kathi esi process le ye DVR it's a new process and umuntu wonke xa eziya consent abula umuntu ukuvota draw so kumele kuthiwe ama $10 zona la In fact, maybe the cost to recovery, maybe the charge will be $2 to recover ama cost abo abe sechenzi so ukuthi be print ama is two personal leads. So ngibonini ngani ezinye izinto ezingayenzakala ezinazi and okunye okuqhakathekile ukuthi iyona iregistrar's office ayikizinike isikhathi ngoba mina ngokubona kwami program leyi iyagijima ngoba ibayigijimisa kakhulu ngoba antibathi izaphela ngu-end of November, which is about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
3 months, abanyeke bayibhodile izwi lonke, ngoba we are talking of 210 constituencies, for instance. And amanye ama-constituencies bale radius maybe 180 kilometers. So kutsho ukuthi within i-constituency eyi-1, kuyakumele kube lama-registration centers kumbe maybe ayi-10 kumbe 11 ukuze abantu bonke benjani bekwanise ukufinyelela lapho kuyabe kule-registration center yakhona so as much as kule process le but akukhangelisi ikakhulu ngaku-progressethi program yabo kathesi ikakhulu ebantwini bemathebheleleni kakwenze ukuthi kube lesikhathi eside ngoba ngapha yikho kunabantu abaningi aba-affected kakhulu ngoba into enye for your own information. Basically, is ukuthi uhlelo lolu belisenzakale andike kwavuka umthindo emarangi inyanga eziphelile ngendaba zokuregistisa uhlelo lolu qalise kudala kwamanye kubomzara abantu namaya amashonal and provinces this registration process it is iyaqalisa kudala kade ezindekho abakhuluma abasebekhuluma ngakho ukuthi hhayi nokulo hlelo lolu but kwezinye indawo sokuyenzakile so that you give us i-opportunity umuntu wonke ngaku-register bengagijimisi abantu ngoba nxa sikhangela komndeni i-challenge ekhona yukuthi mina ngengaba lesihlo bade funa ku-register yarah we took umuntu low about over a month ukuthi ethole istop eke hambe emakombe bekuthethi hhayi namhla sithatha abantu abayi-40 kuphela inamba isigwanile Eke hambe e-market square. Them tell the same story as well. Umuntu a teacher every day. Kumbe kwenina bemtshela ukuthi hayi umthina usufile.
Yeah, what's sikubamba umlomo kancane, sikubamba umlomo. Sokulo baba umama lapho sechingweni. Sithi khakha ngayi sibonte ngathini. Mamoyo ukhona echingweni?
Mina ngikhona
Ngisabona ibizo mbani mama?
Mina ibizo lami ngosinqobile.
Yebo singobile moyo kunjani kona lapho khona
mina bengibona ngani khona lokho kwezithupha imithetho le abayifakayo emningi le ngabe bayayisusa kwenzela ukuthi bona laba abantu abaningi abengalawo izithupha bethole izithupha bayenelise ukwenza izinto zabo ababefisa ukuzishwisa mba bafisa ukuvota bayenelise ukuvota mba bafisa ukwenza nezi ngoba baningi abantwana abangelawo izithupha labanye abantu abadala abahluphekayo abangalawo izithupha so bengafaka imithetho eminingi izimali zenezi abanye abantu zela imali kabalayo ama-$50 zona lawo kuzaba nzima ukuthi bathole izithupha
wena umenjani ulasa isithupha kodwa
ye mina nilaso
abangoba ma
njengoba ngisizwa kuthiwa zena lezi esilaza zisasebenziswa sokumele sitshintshe so sokumele ukuthi sithole zena lezi ezamarabha sokuyamela sifake imali
ye ukuthi into yangkhona akhanye kahle kodwa kungazani ezezenge lazo ziyasebenza ulasa isithupha sezenge akhanye kungazani siyabe sisebenza kodwa-ke kwamele udingisise kuhle enxa ngagcina ngilitshele ongayisikho
oright
kodwa baningkanganani abantu khona ngapho-ke abahlutshwa ludaba lokuthi izithupha bahluleka ukuzithatha ngoba abalabazali into ezinjalo ebubi khonapho kume njani
abanye abantu vele kabalabazali abanye balabazali ngabantwana kathesi babe behamba besiya kobhotswana uthole ukuthi umntwana aselama-20 something years angazange athatha isithupha kodwa ibhethe layo
kwenziwa kuyini khonokho
basuka behambe okunye thina lapho esikhona vele ama-ofisi sikhathana lawo kuba nzima ukuthi abantwana behambe ema-ofisi ngoba vele i-problem zimali
o imali yokuthi ugade so kodwa ungakhuthaza abantu ukuthi benzeni ke mamayo nxa sukhangele ukuthi ukubhalisa khonoku ukuthi bazuza ama-ID yabo
hayi abalezithupha mina bakhuthaza ukuthi abahambe bethatha izithupha ukuze balungisa izinto ezihluphayo ngokusweleka kwezithupha khona lokho
kodwa khona ngapho bathini ihhofisi ka-registrar general bababuya yini khonapho
ukubuya abangakhulumi lutho but ukubuya nxa sebefanele babuye kuthiwo bazabuya esikolo
yebo kodwa usabhuku-ke basebenzani nxa sikhangela udaba lona
eminyakeni siyasibona osebhuku nxa kuthathwa zena lezi zithupho osebhuku babe belokhu bebhalela abantu izincwadi zokuthi behambe bethole izithupho ababe bengalazinto ezenelela abangalabazali babe bebancedise osobhuku
kodwa kuyanceda
abanye babe benenhlanhla bethole kuyasokuthiyana ngokuthi wena ukhulume njani nohlupho lwakho lwalokuyaukwenza ukuthi wena ungabi lasithupha luhlupho bani
hayi siyakuzwa mamoya sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho-ke ebubi ungadinelwa kusasa mama so that was mamoyo she's in bobby she's saying that you know the problem is there are too many regulations in getting these IDs so those regulations must be relaxed and she says many people don't have money so for you to actually get a birth certificate or ID card you need to travel to the RG's office and those offices according to her they're too far you know but then she says, at times, crawl heads play a crucial role in this kind of exercise. So they write letters and do all those kind of things. But some people don't get them, but others do.
Rikaiti mbwende kuna mkoma zivana e metu variku epo ethuku. Makadi mkoma zivana e?
Inofora magadini.
Ayo watiripo. Mkatu zori chichanga chifamba se chirungwa che ku tora magwaro e chiku epo ethuku.
Vagari vemuepwete havana kuchitambira nemufaro nekuti kuuya kwaita chirongwa mumusha medu zvatiita kuti tisununguke nekuti mari yataifanira kubhadhara kombi tichienda kundoita chirongwa ichi kutaoni imari yatabvisirwa naizvozvo hatina kutambira chirongwa ichi nemufaro nekuti miripo iri kudiwa kuti uwane zaro rekuzvarwa naro kana kuti uwane chitupa miripo iyi hatikwanisi kuibhadhara epuheti yakasiyana nenzvimbo dzakaita kunge vanakuwadzana mufakose kambuzuma kana borodeo nekuti iri ranga riri purazi rakanga riri methodist but vanhu vaigaramo vakawanda methodist yakazodhonata purazi iri so vanhu varipo vazhinji varombo ende maforeiners zvavati maforena zvitupa zvavo zvakanyorwa kuti alien zvanyorwa kuti alien maalien haabvumidzi kuti avhote vanofanira kuti vachinjise zvitupa zvavo vapuwe zvakanyorwa kuti citizen
angachiti havavhote ndianapa
chavo chinyorwe
mutemo unenge wangu wava kuti vaakukwanisa kuvhota takataura namai makarau vachitiwo mutemo unoti munokwanisa kuvhota but vamudede vanga vambotaurawo kuti havavhote asi mai makarau vacho vezeki ndo vanoita zvesarudzo vari kuti varikunzi ma aliens yavanokwanisa kuvhota asi tichambotaura kuna mai chipundefa vapedzisa henyu.
Ndanga ndiripo padombo ramwari nhasi nenguva dzahafazi 7 mangwanani. Uyu ndo muvhunzo wandatanga kuvhunza vekwaregistra general vanga varipo. Ndichiti chitupa chakanzi alien chinozobvumidzwa here kuvhota vakati aiwa maringe nebumbiro remutemo munhu anobvumidzwa kuvhota chizvarwa chezimbabwe. Saka kana chitupa chako chakanyorwa kuti alien zvakutoreva kuti uri mutorwa. Naizvozvo haugoni kuti uvhote uchishandisa chitupa ichocho. Unofanira kuti uchichinjise upiwe chakanzi chizvarwa chezimbabwe, that is CID. Kubva ndavhunza ndikati kana ndichida kuchinjisa chitupa chakanzi alien chinzi citizen ndinobhadhara mari zvikanzi unofanira kubhadhara $50. Inova mari isingagoni kuti inzi ingafungidzirwa kuti ingawanikwa nemugari wemunzvimbo yeairport munovawo mandinobva.
Orait, imbobatai makadaro vamhetu, imbobatai makadaro. Mai chipunde vavha.
Oi.
Mai chipunde vavha.
Ndikunzwai.
Tiri kutaura nenyaya yemaaliens aya nekuti ndakabvunza mai makarau nemusi wechishanu kuti zvinofamba sei nekuti vamudede vanga vamboti havakwanisi kuvhota. Mai makarau vakati aiwa vanobvumidzwa kuvhota, ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo. Vamhetu vari kuti nhasi ndaenda ndabvunza vanhu vekuregistra general vari kuti kuhofisi yavamudede vari kuti handikwanisi kuvhota, ndofanira kubhadhara $50.
Isu ndozvo taa takanyora tichiti izvi dzenyaya dzokuvhota dai dzasiyirwa Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuitira kwasaita maconflict messages neinformation. Saka zvava zvakanaka kuti dai paita zeki inopa mamessages nepublicity information iyeyi nokuti patova neconfusion kuti vezeki vanoti vanokwanisa kuvhota sezvatoziva pamubumbiro womutemo kuti ndo maraiti nekugadziriswa kwazvakaitwa. Asi tonzwawo futi ofisi yekwaRG vachiti havachakwanisi kuvhota. Saka sa takakurudzira kuti dai zvese zvinei to do kuti election zvangotaurwa nezimbabwe electoral commission pakaita confusion. Uku kwamubede dai vati siyirawo zvenyaya dzokuvhota idzi nezvekodzero dzekuvhota kuzeki kuti pasaita confusion iyoyi ende kuzobhadharisa vanhu mari yacho iyoyo it's well above the reach of many Zimbabweans. Havakwanisi kubhadhara $50 vanhu havasiri pamabhakatiri vanotengesa pamusika havakwanisi kuwana mari yacho iyoyiyi zvokuti vangabhadhara zvitupa izvo izvi. Saka kana gavhumendi iri sincere kuti vanhu vavhote vibva zvisina kuita discrimination zvikuru iwo vanhu vanonzi maaliens, I think dai zvangogadziriswa kuti dai rapowo zviri pachena kana kuti dai vapa prize iri reasonablewo zvaivo pane kuti zvibve zvadhuriswa kudaro. As a result zvinoshaya meaning nokuti vanhu vacho vanenge vakatagidzwa kuti vange vachiwana maids acho havakwanisi kana kuti vazvichinje kana kuti vazvigadzirise.
Tinotenda sikuru. Vamhetu pedzisa henyu ngoti nguva yedu ndoyadyanani.
Ndokupedzisa ndichiti kupiwa magwaro ekuzvarwa nawo pamwe chete nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota hazvizi zvinhu zvingaparadzi zvingapatsanurwa. Naizvozvo tinokumbira varita makarao kuti vaburise press statement sezvavakaita vachigadzirisa vamudede pavakanga vakamboti vane zvitupa zverati havakwanisi kuvhota. Paizvino ngavaburitse press statement ichitaura kuti vanhu vane zvitupo zvakanzi alien havasi kuzorambidzwa kuvhota nekuti vakanyarara manje isusu tinenge takugara tiri pakati pekutya kwekusaiziva kuti tichabvumidzwa here kuzopinda tichapiwa here kodzero yekuvhota kana kuti kwete. Chechipiri chatishungurudza pazuva ranhasi inyaya yematendulas anodiwa. Isusu tiri kuti kana munhu akarasha chitupa panguva iyi yavari kutenderera vachitoresa zvitupa kusviramiswa 30 November, munhu nemunhu anoda chitupa ngaatoreswe pachena. Munhu nemunhu anoda gwaro rokuzvarwa naro ngaatoreswe pachena. Kana musi wa 30 November wapfuura wozotanga havo kuchaja $10 nema$5 atiri kunzwa. Chekupedzisira chimwe chandanga ndichida kutaura ndechekuti kana munhu aenda achida chitupa asi aine birth certificate refu riya, kosei vachizoti ngauye nechitupa chababa vake kana chamai vake kana birth ramai vake, iro zita ramai vake nababa vake riripo pabirth certificate raanenge aenda naro kuti andotora chitupa. Tine vazhinji vadzorwa nhasi vachida kutora zvitupa vane mabirth certificate marefu vachinzi hatikupii kana usina kuuya nechimwe chitupa chine senemu yakafanana nesenemu yako.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamhetu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinokutendai zvakanzi, tinokutendai.
That's a poet resident there, Zwanai Metu. Gibbs.
Yes, Robert, okay, who shepherd, love a blessing to him. Baba Shepherd, Wunjan.
Hey, Wunjan, Robert.
It's Pilera cool. I would join a good to listen to Palaruti, Ulwanja. So, what do you think about the executive? So much $10 per use Pumanzi Mapet. You having a
coin? $10 is not living a cool Zimbabwe. What is it on a city? So the regular cool as you know, so the city ends of it. What am I going to call it? Running more than the food to use the rooms to run the passport, which I will get into the school on a paper. So I will do things that way. That's when I keep him my young folk.
So much as you are with the jar, Nomsa. So that was Mr. Shepherd. He says he tried to get a birth certificate for his nephew, but you know, he was told to pay $10 because the birth certificate that he was having or holding was actually handwritten, so they wanted a computerized one. So I suppose then to pay $10, and he said I didn't have the money.
Let's go to Mrs. Rindai Chifunde Vava. Your last word.
Documents, IDs, we are very affordable. No, could be some restrictive. We are good to wound the best at this Kate Yambuya, Yasakuru, Uyana, Grushu, the one of the mountains. That process is much easier. May could have synchronized, made back. No, could have coordinated my messages. I would pass out my conflicting messages. Otherwise, it is like one hand is giving and another one is taking. Snow Paku to Jite, no, so. What we need to do is to motivate people pangua ino. That's why to keep this from our civil society organization, Zeki, no more, Ari, Coco, Tiffany, Nepasa, Eta, Kuru, Dravan, Kutuande, one of my IGs, Vasina, Karasa, Wege, registration, Mikitangiza, and Wayne, and numbers, and putting the opportunity at our number of the Quantac of Water.
It's not tender, Skuru. Mrs. Shiredenga, your last word?
Okay,
Thank you so much, Ms. Ellen Shiriedenga of the MDC. led by Professor Washman Ngube, and also the director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, Mrs. Rindai Chifunde Vava. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.